welcome to News Pops. It's Friday, 29th of September, and we have a guest with us today.
Yep, it's Tom Bean.
He's a parrot. He's a robot.
We haven't turned the lights on.
He's a political satirist. That's just fun. I'm getting a bit of banana now. What's the news, Zina Pops?
The news is Noel Edmonds has been investigated by the police because of a jokey comment that he made on the radio about speeding 20 years ago. And now the police have gone, aye, well, we can still do you for it, and we're gonna...
Well, they haven't said that because they've gone, well, there isn't really any evidence. He could have just been lying to impress a lady.
Shooky was.
Yeah, probably. Frank probably wants a cracker. Can you turn that off? It's very annoying.
Okay.
Yep.
Gurning. Bad gurn.
That is a bad gurn, but he did a good speech apparently yesterday. He wrapped up. He was the headline act for the Labour Party conference yesterday. He's a...
I'm surprised he's not been sacked.
He apologised.
Really?
Well, no, he apologised. He said, I'm sorry. I'm going to go. When the tone goes, I'm going to go. Because nobody else, no other fucker's going to give me a job.
Apparently they played a video of him doing that punch and everybody cheered.
Yeah, it sounded very good. A humorous video is broadcasting clips from his political career, from dancing at party conferences to his jokey likening of Peter Mandelson to a Chinese mitten crab. But it was footage of him punching a protester who threw an egg at him that drew the biggest cheer of the day. You know, it's a bit like you've been framed, isn't it, at the Labour Party conference?
Yeah. I don't know if they got much done. It sounds like it's all gossip and tittle-tattle, really.
Yeah, and just bigging themselves up.
Yeah. What do you think of these baby wigs?
They're a bit weird. I do like the Donald Trump one. It's funny because it does look like Donald Trump's hair. I can't say I'd be buying a baby wig for any of my friends with babies.
No.
But I can see they're an amusing, jokey item.
The only thing that I thought would be funny is if, like, when you've just given birth, before anybody comes to see the baby, you keep sticking a ridiculous wig on it.
Oh, it's a very hairy baby, isn't it?
Yeah, like give it an afro. Dip it in some Dylon.
What, the whole baby?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Britain's best Elvis impersonator... He's campaigning to bring his bride home. He's got married to his girlfriend, who is Jamaican, in her native Jamaica. The capital is Kingston.
It is.
And he's trying to get back in the country, and they go, no, you can't come in. And he's like, well, come on, I'm a hard-working Elvis impersonator. I won a competition, said I was the best out of 150 Elvis impersonators. Why can't I bring my wife in? And he's furious about it. He's so much so, he's... He said he will wear his Elvis suit and walk down Downing Street. That means she can get in the country. Yeah, well, I'd do that for a tenner.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd put my Elvis suit on and walk down Downing Street.
Do you have an Elvis suit?
Yeah. Haven't you?
No.
Well, everyone had one.
You've got one and I only have to give you 10 quid to make you go down Downing Street.
Yeah, well, my point is, it's not a particularly... He's not trying particularly hard to get in, is he?
You'd think he'd be better off, rather than going on about the Elvis side of things, phoning up the Home Office or something.
He said, how can he sing songs when he's heartbroken himself? He can't sing at weddings because his wife's in another country. Oh. Grandad 74 is still on the ball. He's still playing amateur football, five-a-side football.
Yeah,
that's good.
I don't think it's good.
Don't you? He's done like all sorts. He plays badminton, does skiing.
I reckon everyone's letting him win.
I think they feel sorry for him.
Yeah, it's ruining all these other people's actual games. They want to really do play five a side. They want to play against a team that they can compete against.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying. I think he should give up the ghost, like little Dickie Hammond. They haven't unplugged him yet.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying just wait, because he always wanted to, reaches a certain age.
Well, there's a woman, a story about here about a woman who wouldn't like Dickie Hammond because she's got a deep rooted fear of vegetables. She's having hypnotherapy to overcome her phobia. She's not been able to go to greengrocers for 40 years, which I can imagine.
Shit.
Is inconvenient.
But you know why?
She can't even say the word vegetable that brings her in hives.
It says, it's because the shop her uncle owned when she was a child sold everything I didn't like, she said. Dark, dingy, dirty. I reckon her uncle was touching her up and it's all gone a bit wrong and now she doesn't like vegetables.
Broccoli. Yeah.
So I reckon a hypnotherapist would bring that all out of her. And then...
Imagine though. I mean, I can't imagine. I suppose if you go to the supermarket, you can easily bypass the vegetable aisle. But she must have eaten a right leg. Oh, shit. I think she's scared of fruit or just vegetables.
I don't know. Write in and ask her.
A green grocer would sell fruit and vegetables, wouldn't it?
Yep. It's true. Hmm. I wonder if she has, like, that.
A dried banana?
Yeah. Probably not.
Probably not. There's a weird story about mothers who gain weight after they've had a baby and then get pregnant again. If their BMI goes up 2 points, then they're at risk of dying and killing their baby. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that was on the radio this morning. I thought, oh, fuck off.
God. You know, obviously everyone puts on a bit of weight when they're
pregnant,
and that is because you need to start producing breast milk, so on. You know, it's your body's way of protecting the baby and adjusting. So suddenly go, oh, it's not very healthy, I think is bollocks. It's just what happens. I mean, you know, don't go eating pies for that reason. So I say it's fine.
Elton John's drug-fueled past inspired him to become an AIDS activist. He says, I've dodged so many bullets, not just because of my unsafe sex, but because of the amount of drugs I did, the amount of alcohol, the amount of work I was doing. So I started the Elton John AIDS Foundation because I got so lucky.
That's a good impression of Elton John.
Thanks.
So, but what he's basically saying is, I feel guilty that I don't have AIDS because I should have it, dirty.
So he's trying to meet as many people with AIDS as possible. He'll probably get it eventually.
Probably. A schoolboy's been blinded by orange drink, which sounds exciting, but it says that a bottle smashed and then a bit of glass went his eye. It wasn't actually the orange drink that blinded him, it was the glass going in his eye.
Yeah.
But watch out if you're opening some high juice, orange high juice.
Which is normally in a plastic bottle. So don't understand.
Oh, maybe it doesn't say, actually it doesn't say glass, it just says shard, and I put together.
Mm-hmm. Well, the word.
Shard of glass.
You would.
It's just one of those phrases that comes together, but it could be a shard of plastic.
Could you have a shard of titty?
No.
Talking of titties,
yeah.
Sexed up. This is official. Marathon sex sessions and promiscuity are a good thing. The only catch is you have to be a queen bee.
Oh.
And then it's quite good for you. Otherwise, you know, you probably just get AIDS.
Yeah. Or you might get lucky. Then you'd have to give all your money to AIDS because you felt guilty.
Yeah.
Some new evidence has come out that the suffragettes had a plan to shoot the Prime Minister. Secret files have been released. They were going to take a pop at Herbert Asquith, who was the Liberal Prime Minister at the time they were going for the vote. But someone pointed out that women were unlikely to get the vote if they were a bit mental and went around shooting people. That wouldn't necessarily highlight their case in the way they wanted.
No.
So they didn't do it. I think it was only a very vague plan. I don't think, you know, they didn't have a getaway driver sorted or anything like that.
No.
It was just a casual plan.
Hello, this is Dick.
My voice has popped up. I'll pause it.
Yeah. Preza.
Again?
His wife went and stood up with him at the end. And he had 3 minutes worth of applause. She's obviously forgiven him for his... missing. On Sherry, he's looking a bit chubby in the face.
Oh.
It's not an insult, so I'm just noticing it. What do you think?
Yeah, she looks a bit jowly, actually.
More like that.
More like Prisma.
So who'd have thought that Blair has had Prezza as his deputy all this time because he's attracted to that kind of thing?
A small town mayor in Arkansas, America, has stepped down over claims he paid for sex by letting prostitutes off their water bills. Looks like an interesting deal.
A lion raped a zebra. And a bald eagle looks pretty good when it flies.
Apparently on Wednesday, I missed this completely. Mm-hmm. Five, the band, mm-hmm. who we learned yesterday, Russell Brand auditioned for.
Yeah.
Didn't get him. But he could maybe now join because they've reformed and there's only four of them now.
And so, he's quite famous.
Yeah, so they need... He's probably more famous than any of the members of Five whose names I can't remember. Apart from Abs. Richie.
I don't know any of their... Well, I know. One of them went out with Billy Piper.
Richie.
The one with the scary eyes.
Richie.
And... Well, I don't even know any of their songs. Was it Five or Make You Go Down?
Five did some really good tracks, actually. I'm not exaggerating. They were quite good.
What else did they do apart from that? That one.
Keep on moving, get on up. When you're down, baby, take a good look around. They did that one.
What else?
A cover version of We Will Rock You.
Oh, that was good. Anything else?
Five will make you get down. So I'm looking at the picture of the four of them, and the one I said I couldn't remember any of their names. I just remembered I do know pretty much all of their
That's
names.
Richie.
That's Richie, yeah. He was quite pup one.
Right.
That one, I can't remember his name. He's cheeky.
Pup one.
Now, I can't work out... The one that you'd obviously think would not be rejoined Five mm-hmm. was the one called Sean, who never did anything or said anything, and at one point didn't even turn up to one of the video shoots. They replaced him with a cardboard cutout. You'd imagine he'd be the one who lives... But I can't tell with that picture. Whoever it is on the end. It could be Abs. It could be Sean. I'm guessing it's Abs. But you can't tell because they've got a large cap on. So if anyone knows...
He seems to be dressed up as Brock Ross. Really?
But anyway, yeah. They're getting back together. So.
I don't think they're going to be as popular as Take That.
I don't think they are. I think they're going to be about as popular as E17. I.e. not very popular.
Not very populist. TK Maxx have got their winter range in.
Is it nice?
Well, if this is pictures anything to go by, there's a lovely coat. Look at that.
That is nice, actually, yeah.
That'd look really nice on me.
You've got a coat. Did you get a new one recently?
When?
It's under the desk there. You've got it from Atlantic Clothing.
Oh, yeah.
And those trousers.
Oh, yeah. Well... I think TK Maxx should send us some samples.
Yeah, I do like Max, but I just can't be bothered to look through all their racks of tat. Now, here's a weird story. Apparently, we judge people by their looks, by their appearances often.
Yeah.
And apparently GPs get better treatment, GPs give better treatment to attractive middle-class achievers than to poor, whinging, ugly people.
Fair enough.
Sounds fair enough to me. That you know, people who look like they've got nothing better to do than go to the doctors get a short shrift. People who look like, you know, they're a bit hassled and they come to the doctors for a real reason, they get treated proper and pretty. So there's some revolutionary news there.
It's nothing we didn't already know. Katie Holmes, what do you think of this dress? So I think it looks a bit of a mess.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, I like that. I like the shape of it,
nice.
But I don't like the cut.
But then that line there, not very good. It's not something I've made.
Some fella has saved enough air miles to go to space. Got 2 million, which he's cranked up. He's got a holiday home in Florida, and he spent loads of money on his Virgin credit card, and he's got 2 million air miles. He's off for a 2.5 hour flight into space if he lives long enough for the flights to 2009, they're going to start. Now, interestingly, the guy who's done it,
mm-hmm.
he began his career as a 16-year-old apprentice, and now he runs his own firm, London Guild Electrical. So you're right, he's an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. And then he goes, This is the most exciting thing I've ever done. Until now, the most dangerous thing I've done before was wire a plug. Now, I would say an electrician, that's a very basic...
You don't have to be an electrician.
You don't have to be qualified to wire a plug.
I did that in the St John's Ambulance.
So, I'm suggesting he's quite a rubbish electrician, if that's the most dangerous thing he's ever done.
Yeah, surely he has to...
He's shonky. He's like one of those rogue traders on the best gay programme
ever. Oh, doing alright over there, isn't he?
He's doing alright, yeah. Kangaroo had a fight with a clown.
Johnny LaRue.
A kangaroo had a fight with a clown. So he's now looking at the picture. It's a good picture, isn't it?
It's a good picture. It's weird seeing a Chinese clown, though. Do you know what I mean?
Weird seeing a Chinese kangaroo.
Doesn't really look right. It looks more... It doesn't look like a clown, really. That's my problem. I was wearing all the clown get-up, the garb.
Body of a man dressed in S&M gear was mistaken for as a dummy for passers-by, and they just walked past. It was in New York. He was just hanging there. I just went, oh yeah, that'll be another one of those S&M dummies that have been hanging around in the city. Not a real person.
Oh, and he was dead?
Yeah, and then the New York piece say he might have choked on a dog collar. What? Was he eating a vicar? I'm finished with news now.
Is this Michael J. Fox?
No. It's a man in an advert for some printer stickers. I don't think, despite the Parkinson's, I don't think that Michael J. Fox has descended to those depths yet.
Well, look, it looks like him, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's got the same face, but he looks taller.
The same face. And it's a photograph, could be any height, really.
But he's standing next to a lift. She's quite tall.
What are you mostly looking forward to this weekend?
Watching my video extras.
What else?
That's it. I haven't really thought about the weekend much. Maybe doing some cleaning in my pants again.
What's the next technique you're going to use from the How Clean Is Your House book?
I don't know. I'm going to approach the kitchen next.
Right. And are you going to approach it with a bottle of vinegar?
I'm going to approach it with a bottle of vinegar, some paper towels and toothbrush. Covering all bases.
Right.
I have run out of bicarb, though.
How expensive is that?
What, bicarb?
Yeah.
Less than 50p.
And is that where you're putting cakes to make them rise?
Well, no, that would be baking powder normally, but that is a constituent part of baking powder.
Okay.
Although, to be honest, normally you just put self-raising flour in cake.
And how can you tell the difference between plain flour and self-raising flour?
You can't. Not visually, you have to look at the packet.
Is it a different kind of flour or has something been added?
Something's been added to it.
Right. So it's actually the same flour.
Yeah.
One has something...
Why are we talking about this? Good Lord. Tell me some news.
A man got jailed for shooting at rally cars.
Is that the best you can do?
The Serbs up in the beach classroom.
Ooh, Westlife are touring. The Love Tour 2007.
See, when they do more than one song, do they have to, you know the bit where they get up off the stool?
I don't know, I imagine they have to reset and sit down again at the start.
They do, and then all go and sit back down, swap the stools, and then do...
Yeah, I think that's what happens.
Because it's like, it's almost like every song is a finale.
It is. It's going to be like watching waves breaking against the beach, isn't it? And that's sort of the start of get up and then move back again.
Let's just have a little... See, I only know of these two.
All right, this one's Nicky. He's married to Bertie Ahern, the Irish Prime Minister's daughter. That's Mark. He's gay.
Right.
This one is Kieran. He's got a really bad side parting there. Really bad.
It's a bit too far.
And that one is Shane. He's the handsome one who looks... But I'd go for Nicky, she's a bit prettier.
God, I mean, how pretty do you want? Do you want Naomi Campbell pretty? Now is she pretty?
I think we're just rambling. I think we should probably wrap up now. We've clearly got nothing to talk about if we're just discussing. I'm just showing off what I know all the members of Westlife.
And
but
Five.
Not, I don't know. There's two I can't remember the name of in Five.
Name all members of Take That.
Gary Barlow. Oh, he's doing a book signing on Monday.
Brilliant.
I'll remember that. It's at Waterston's on Oxford Street, I think. But nobody else can go because we're going and we'll be at the front. Gary Barlow, Mark Owen, Howard Donald, Jason Orange, Robbie Williams.
Name all the members of E17.
Oh, Terry, John, Brian Harvey, and the other one, who the one who did all the work, Tony Mortimer. I don't know what Terry and John's surnames are.
NKYOTB.
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Easy. Danny Woods, as seen in the film, the programme Totally Boy Band. Joey McIntyre, the little one. John Knight. Jordan Knight, the handsomest one. And Donny Wahlberg, the one that when you look at them now, you go, yeah, he was alright. Can we stop this game now? Unless you can do really challenge me or something.
I can't think of any of the boy bands.
It's rubbish. Thank you for listening.
Couldn't think of my era ones.
Boyzone. Northern Line.
Alright, name all of the members of Northern Line.
I don't know any of the members of Northern Line.
Boyzone.
Stephen Gately, the gay.
Ronan Keating. Ronan
Keating, the successful one. Shane Lynch, the weird Christian pierced one. Mikey Graham, the ugly one, who looked like a mechanic. The one who's in Coronation Street with a little beard, Keith Duffy. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Monday. Goodbye.
Bye.